Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are the only radio show at practice today, and we're watching. This is now first team offense against first team defense again. They've switched sides of the field. The offense is on about the 45 on the other side of the 50, headed towards the red zone. Oh, they're on the 40 now. And Randall Cobb just had a costly drop.
Your defensive tackles are Tristan Hill and Kerry Hyder. But now we have three wide receivers. The tight end is Witten. Dak back to pass, has to elude a rush. Jalen had it covered to Tony Pollard. The defense has dominated the offense.
Dude,
today.
That pocket collapsed immediately.
That's the struggle with Suofilo and Cam Fleming in there.
And you wonder when these things happen, you're like, all right, man. Is the defense just great, or is the offense bad? Whenever it's your team going against your team,
right,
you always got to try to get a handle on what it is.
I think they can get by with one guy not on the offensive line.
Not two.
You take Zach or Tyron away, that's huge issues.
But, dude, it's even the cornerbacks are beating the receivers too.
Pollard in motion. Ooh, that was good. And then we've got the
What was that throw?
Witten on an out route.
That was a throw where it's like skipping a rock on a lake. I think Dak was trying to hit the ball off Witten's helmet and have it then ricochet to Gallup.
Okay.
And a very creative throw there by the Cowboys quarterback.
That's interesting. I could have sworn he's throwing it to Vander Esch, who's now hurt.
Now it looks like they're going to settle for a field goal. Today's kicker is going to be Casey Redfern.
Maher was
6 for 6 yesterday, but this is going to be Casey Redfern. They're letting him do the kicking today.
This is coming right at us,
Maher,
guys.
Will kick tomorrow. This guy's is from 54.
God, I hope he misses it left.
Good
It'll
snap.
Be right in my hands.
Oh, good
get
hold.
Get there,
kick
get there,
is
get
up.
There.
Only short.
Only 7 yards short.
Redfern his range is 51, not 54.
The other boy.
I think you're being generous there, KT. I thought that was good from 35. All right, so now that the Cowboys season is over, let's take a look Let's take a look at the Chargers, shall we? I love rolling in with funny Philip Rivers audio, and here with more Kevin.
So a quick antidote before I play this this audio. Is that Philip Rivers, he has 9 kids. It's been discussed quite a bit.
It's so shocking.
He and his wife.
He's got a brood.
Have absolutely gotten after it over the years. Mm. Now, in a Peter King article on Monday, he mentioned talking to Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is in Miami competing with Josh Rosen for the starting job in Dolphins camp.
Good battle there, KT.
Ryan Fitzpatrick just had his 7th kid and made a quip about trying to catch Philip Rivers.
Why are these guys having so many kids?
So when Peter King took that news to Chargers camp and read it by Philip Rivers, hey, man, Ryan Fitzpatrick's got 7. He said he's coming after you, trying to get 9, trying to catch up to you. And Philip goes, who says I'm done yet?
Oh, God.
Philip Rivers in discussions, he and his wife negotiating with their agent on having a 10th kid.
Dude, this isn't the early 1900s where half of them are going to die off on the farm. You don't have to keep having kids, man.
I mean, I think he's going, you know what? I haven't yet to see my kids a lot because I've been in the NFL for all these years. So if I keep having them, I'll get to hang out with some of my kids.
Guys, while you're busy talking about Phil Rivers and his magical loins, the Cowboys are in their hurry-up offense, moving the ball down the field. The first-team offense moving the ball against the first-team defense. Huge gain on a pass across the middle to Randall Cobb. He got down.
Told you.
Quick snap. Got it to Jason Witten. He got out of bounds. Cowboys now on about the 20-yard line against their first-team D.
This season's looking better, guys, as Witten makes a catch falling down that was short.
Witten again gets the catch at the 11. The Cowboys hurrying up to the line of scrimmage. The defense has been dominating the offense today, but not so much in this particular drill.
They're tired, Ben. Well,
Cowboys have always been a hurry-up type of team. Another quick pass.
This is showing you that Jason Witten is going to be the over.
Dude, they've run 4 plays here in this drill and as they try to take the ball from the 45 and put it in the end zone. 3 passes completed to Witten.
He's going to get a lot of garbage time yards.
All we're trying to do is get over 39 catches, KT. We don't care about anything else.
Cowboys offense.
All the way.
Cowboys offense with a first down at the defense's 7-yard line.
You know what? When we're talking, we got our speakers on. I think the players and coaches can hear us calling this game.
Yep.
Five wide right here.
Heath, pick up that guy right there.
Pollard motions back into the backfield. So three wide receivers, a tight end, and a runner.
God, this season is looking up. I was way wrong 3 minutes
Dak
ago.
Looking.
Dak picked up.
Season over.
And Dak didn't see it.
Season over.
He was looking for Witten with the seam, and Cobb was underneath wide open. In fact, when it was thrown.
All right, coming up next, a high draft pick.
Dak was just intercepted by Joe Thomas in the end zone, in the red zone. You cannot throw an interception there.
Cobb
he may need
open.
To settle for $39 million per after that throw, guys.
Oh, look at Dak's now down there blaming it on Witten. we'll see how that flies.
And Cobb's telling Dak, look, dude, if that's happening, I'm coming underneath.
Sir.
And I'm going to be wide open. Because Cobb jumped. When Dak threw that ball, Cobb jumped and kind of threw his hand in the air like, man, Aaron Rodgers would have never done that.
The internet would have exploded if you guys were here with us and got to see that. All right, guys, we've now moved on to Cooper Rush plan, so let's get back to talking about the Chargers.
Where's that Philip Rivers audio you were talking about,
KT? Philip Rivers did have a note on the Dan Patrick Show, not about reproduction, but about why quarterbacks should not be judged. Oh, my God, guys, Reggie Davis with the drop over the middle.
No, just stop.
So this is a note that Rivers had talking about quarterbacks don't need to be discussed and if they won a ring or not. I mean, you're great no matter what, right?
To your point about the Super Bowl, I remember thinking when the Patriots beat the Seahawks, when they had the interception against the Seahawks down there on 4th and 1, and that gave them, what, their fifth championship, right? Brady's fifth, I think.
Yeah.
You know, everybody said, well, he's now the greatest of all time. And I thought to myself, I already thought he was one of, right? I mean, how do you ever decide that? It's like the old Michael Jordan, right? We can talk about that forever, too. But I always thought he was already one of the greatest of all time. But because they intercepted the pass, he's now the greatest of all time. What if the Seahawks would have ran it in and the Seahawks would have won? Brady just played the exact same game. He didn't do anything different, you know, but it is funny how that works. So I don't look at that. That's why I always think Marino's right there in the mix, too.
That's a great point, but he ruined it because clearly Jordan is the best of all time, and it's not really a debate. But I think you kind of have to, you know, you kind of have to look at it the way he's saying it. A lot of this is, and especially with football, where one or two plays in those sort of games can turn it and turn history for you. Like, think about Russell Wilson not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch and throwing that interception. I mean, he's looked at as a really great player, and he's at the top of his pay grade, but what happens if he wins that second Super Bowl? How does this unfold for him?
I just think it's a team sport, and it's, you know, I think two quarterbacks get too much of the credit and too much of the blame. Now, do I think it means nothing? Absolutely not. It means something, but, you know, does the worst quarterback on the best team, is he better than the best quarterback on the worst team? No. You know what I'm saying? Just because you've got the greatest supporting cast ever, and you got the number one defense, and you got all pros everywhere at every skill position, and you win by handing the ball off. Are you better than the quarterback who just narrowly missed getting it done for his crappy team, and he's throwing the ball all over the field? That's why I think there's just a lot of different things you have to look at when considering these things. And I just, you know, I think the quarterback gets too much credit or not enough credit, and I agree with Philip Rivers.
I tend to agree with him as well. It just is a little different coming from him, because Brady's beaten him so many times over the years, and that's like the guy, he just can't get over that hump.
Brady's teams beat his team, you mean?
I also think it's, Brady's teams beat his teams. But I also think it's crazy that Philip Rivers, he should be proud of his career, because he's, for 15 years straight, won the award of NFL player most likely to sound like a NASCAR driver.
He is real Carolina.
Hey, man, we're down here trying to play some football. I looked out there, and I saw them playing, and they were playing too.
And he's got all those little kids like, yeah, Daddy, tell him about that out there. There's 10 of us.
He really does. He's got the Mountain Dew Texas Ranger and Walker.
Dude, it is. It is very much shake and bake. Tell him shake and bake.
Hey, these half-ass sprints that they're running right now, does that mean that we're about to interview Jalen?
Today has been the most half-ass practice.
Guys, get
camp
out there and jog half-ass 35 yards.
The coaches are keeping up and beating some of the players.
Oh, my God.
Kitna's getting after it.
Kitna's beating Jalen Smith.
Oh, no. Jalen is not.
Jalen
signed
that deal.
He's carrying two giant bank bags.
You know what they say about guys. They signed that deal.
That'd be so great if money was falling out of his pants as he was half-ass jogging out
Jalen, you dropped 100. It's all right. I'm good.
Guys, some of the rookies scramble over there to pick up money that he's dropping.
Either a coach or trainer just beat half the team in a sprint there. I'm not sure who that was.
His chain that he wore to practice today was so big.
Oh, Garrett's involved in this one. All right, let's see. They're running from one sideline to the other. Coach Garrett is beating quite a few guys here. He's beating the backup offensive line. Garrett touches one sideline, now running back to the other. Oh, his pace. Garrett's going to come in third if he can just pick it up and beat 74.
Oh,
Garrett
turns it on.
Garrett turns it on again. Garrett comes in fourth place.
It's amazing what happens when you're the only guy that cares about what you're doing in a group of 30.
I just realized that he could probably hear us.
He could absolutely hear it. And when you said that, he turned it up a notch. That's great. Okay, I'm going to go down to the field, guys, because we're going to try to get Jalen Smith to pop on. So I'm going to take the headset.
Okay.
Down to the field. I'll see you guys in the next live.
I like where that's going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.